name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the last day of the holiday of the Holy Trinity, the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. In today's reading of the Gospel, we heard that the Lord said that in the Old Testament it says, to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. When I say unto you that you love your neighbor and love your enemy, and this is a beautiful way of looking at things. You know, my beloved, if we can only learn to do that, to love our enemy, to do good to those who do us harm, to bless those who curse us, not to hold grudges, but be able to tolerate, even those who take despitefully all the time use us, but we'll still love them, and we'll still do them good. All those who the Lord said, if somebody asks you for something, give it to him. And also, of course, it tells us that if we love only those who love us, well, the sinners and the publicans, they do the same thing. And what profit you get from it? What praise will you get from the Lord? For the Lord, he sends God the Father, he sends the Son on the good and the evil, and sends the rain on the good and the evil, and everybody benefits from God's mercy. And another part of the Gospel, he said, the Lord said, be ye merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful, and bless those who curse you, do good to those who do you harm, and pray for your enemies. And then you would have peace in your heart. Because if you have a bad feeling towards your close one, it doesn't matter who it may be. It may be a member of the family. And if you can't conquer that, if you can't turn the evil, correct it with good, and even if despitefully they continue to hate you, but you still continue to love them, then you'll be able to keep the prayer and pray for him and love him and be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. My beloved, it's so important for us to do that, is to love one another. In the old Russia, they used to be saying, and people, that if you feel sorry for somebody, then you love him. Well, this is what you and me have to also learn, to feel sorry for somebody that does you harm. If somebody despitefully uses you all the time and takes advantage of your kindness and so on, and keeps on doing you evil things and bad things. But you, my beloved, you always do good things. You always bless them. They curse you, you bless them. They do something bad to you, you do something good for them. And this way you fulfill God's law of loving your enemies. How can you love your enemy if you do bad to them, if they do bad to you? Well, obviously you don't love them. But if you do good to them that do you bad, and you bless them that curse you, and despitefully use you, you'll be able to get a reward from heaven. And you know what the Lord will say? Because at the last judgment he will say to us, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And when I was in jail, you visited me. When I was in the hospital, you visited me. Well, you did everything to the Lord through our loved ones, or through those, through other human beings, because he loves everybody. Because they're the last judgment, the good ones, Lord, we never did that to you. The Lord will say, whatever you did to the smallest, you did it to me. And this is what you and me have to remember, is our treatment, how we treat our loved ones, or those who hate us. And the Lord will take it that we are treating him that way, taking it personally, because he has that so much love that he came down on this earth and he died for us to bring us to understand what he wants, that he wants us to truly to love everybody, especially those who are in trouble. And you know, if somebody hates you, that he is in trouble. He is in trouble because he has the hatred in his heart. And if he has hatred for you, then it means he also cannot love God at the same time, because he would be a liar if he says that he loves God and he hates you. This is not possible, as the Lord said in another part of the gospel. You have to know that heart cannot contain love and hatred at the same time. You have to realize that. And so we have to look after our heart and make sure that in our heart there will be never any hatred for anybody, and that we always forgive everybody. We'll never hold a grudge, and we'll always try to do good to everybody, even those who despitefully use us and be causing us trouble all the time. But we will continue to love them, and eventually, through our love, we'll be able to help them to change their way of life, and to start to also in their heart to start to put in love instead of the bad feelings and the hatred, even for those whom they may have hated before. And this is what the Lord wants us all to do. Our Lord wants us all to have love in our heart, and not to have any ill feelings or bad feelings towards anybody. May God help us to acquire that love, and we know that we can do that with the help, of course, of the Holy Spirit. The day of the holiday which we have just passed, and my beloved, let's continue to pray for each other more and more, especially for those who do us harm or don't love us. Let's pray for them even more and love them even more, so that we can conquer with that love their hatred. Amen.